Time to talk higher education. Now, the International University in Geneva is a private higher education institution and a Swiss foundation. It's also a not-for-profit. It was founded in 1997 and they propose undergraduate and graduate programs. Now, students represent over 60 nationalities. They've got 20 academic partners around the world. And I'm joined on the line by Eric Willemsen to explain it all. He is the director of the International University in Geneva. So, Eric, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, good morning. Tell me a little bit about these academic partners. Now, I just mentioned you have 20 academic partners around the world. So what do these partnerships actually offer the students of the International University in Geneva?
Well, good morning. We have two types of partners around the world. We have the traditional exchange programs where students can spend a term abroad in Dubai, in Madrid, in New Orleans, in the United States. And they bring the semester back to Geneva, and that counts as a semester abroad. And then we have, we've started recently our double degree programs. In 2018, we started our double degree programs at bachelor level with University of Plymouth from the UK, mm-hmm. where students graduate after 3 years with two degrees, one from us and one from University of Plymouth, without having physically to go to the UK. And this year we're implementing the double degree at mass level.
That's a lot of different ways that you can take advantage of that. Get yourself a double. I mean, what does a double degree mean? If you end up with 2 degrees, is it 2 degrees on the same subject? Then what's the advantage of that?
Well, it's a good question, Kate. We have the cross-functional double degrees. That means we have two partners at the master level. We have Boston University, where students studying business administration or computer science can do first 9 months in Geneva and get their first degree in a topic. And then they can spend 9 months in Boston and get a second degree from Boston University in another topic. So they become cross-functional, for instance, one in business in Geneva and computer science in Boston. Oh. And for University of Plymouth, we also have the same double degree, but only for one program, our Master in International Relations and Diplomacy.
Very nice. Okay, so let me just talk about the university experience a little now. For very obvious reasons, I don't think we need to go into them. The university experience itself has changed a lot over the last 18 months or so, but there have been a lot of elements of virtual learning that actually have really worked. They have actually been incredibly convenient, let's be honest. So can you tell me a bit about the hybrid learning that you are now going to continue moving forward?
Yes, actually, last year was a tough year for students and faculty learning, because we, from 20 to 21, we first started in class, then the authorities closed mainly universities in Switzerland, so we had to continue online. And in April this year, they reopened, so we continued in hybrid. So students experienced three types of learning. This year, it's majority of the students are back in class. Even though they can still follow online, we believe that the learning experience is really in class, where the students who are late for visa can still continue online, but hopefully will join in the class. So they have that hybrid learning possibility.
I think last year it was all just up in the air all the time and no one could prepare for anything. At least now we could be a little more prepared for it all. Hopefully these things will start to calm down and, as you say, get back to the classroom. The International University in Geneva has become an Amazon Web Certificate Academy in Switzerland. I have no idea. What does this mean, Eric?
So we have launched a new master, a Master of Science in Business Analytics, that was developed with the help of experts from industries here in Geneva, from Procter & Gamble, from Nestle and other multinationals who helped us design that master program. And what we did in that program, we embedded it cloud computing and artificial intelligence, which is part of business analytics. And at the same time, when they study those topics, they study for the certificate from Amazon Web Academy. So they actually end up with a master degree in business analytics, but also with certificates in cloud computing and artificial intelligence, which we know are highly valued by companies who are active in computer science.
Very much. I was going to ask you what your favorite, or well, what your specialist subjects are. I think you've mentioned a few of them with business administration, computer science, international relations. Any others that we haven't yet mentioned already?
Well, we do have also a doctorate in business administration, which for the masters, they can then continue in a DBA, Doctor of Business Administration, where they can actually specialize in the field. So they can actually write a topic on their work. So if they're working in finance, in marketing, in computer science, they can specialize in those topics, which are three of our topics that we're strong in: marketing, finance, and computer science.
For any more info, if people are interested now, what's the website? And also, do you have any kind of open day that's coming up? I know these happen fairly often, but if people need more info, have you got any dates coming up at all?
Yes, we have an open day, the 5th of October. It's always the first Tuesday of each month. And we have a website, iun.ch, where they can find further information on the next starting dates. We have several starting dates during the academic year, which is convenient for the students when they want to start throughout the year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because obviously now being the kind of typical rentrée, you're thinking of going back and starting education. But it doesn't necessarily need to be now that you're waiting until next September. You can check out the website and find all of the next dates throughout the year. So that's really useful to know. Eric, thanks very much for telling us about the master's programs at the International University in Geneva. Thanks very much for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Kate. Have a good morning.
Tastes like strawberries on a